Cecil, thanks for coming in to do this.
Well,
did you twist your arm?
You must be desperate.
Yeah, I imagine you just got some great stories to tell.
Well, we'll see.
You got a long and lively history. I mean, when you are notorious now for being a member of the running community throughout the world. Through our world, at least, you're our famous, one of our famous, most famous senior runners.
Well, it's easy. You put one foot in front of the other.
No, it's not that easy.
Otherwise, you fall on your face.
Really? So how are you doing?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But being that you're in the senior category, that means that your musical selections and probably when you started listening to music and going to shows is maybe a little bit outside the norm for the people who have been coming in sharing their stories. And we thought, it'd be great to get our elder runner to come in and share his stories. That was pretty smooth, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're going to come in here and play Yes and Led Zeppelin. Where'd you grow up, Cecil?
In Montana, Western Montana. So
a lot of music in Western Montana. Huh?
Oh, yeah. A lot of concerts. In fact, the first concert that I went to was in Three Forks, Montana.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there more cows and people?
Yeah, it was in 1959. So it's hard for me to remember way back then, but
it's hard for me to remember last week. So it's 59. I got no clue.
So anyway, this they decided to put this concert on. Rock and roll was kind of new, and concerts were a new concept, especially up in Montana. But Three Forks is kind of the center between Bozeman, Butte, Helena. So I drew in a lot of college kids, and we went, a bunch of friends got in a car, went to the concert.
They had cars then?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Went to the concert.
And the concert was in this pavilion, kind of an open-air covered area where they auctioned off cattle and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they set up a stage, and I'm not sure it. Bobby V comes to mind, but it was a guy with a guitar at that.
So how old were you back then?
19.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was the first kind of place, concert for young people, kind of a new idea. And so we went there, and, it was a dirt floor.
Uh-huh.
And after a little while, the dust was so thick, you couldn't even see the guy with the guitar.
Oh, killer. Do you have any idea how much it cost?
Oh, no.
Probably wasn't too much.
Yeah, a couple bucks. And
so you're a college kid at this time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where were you going to school?
In Dillon, Montana. Western.
Nice place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when you mix these kids together, back then Butte kind of had the mining town, and these kids were notorious for fighting, and there were a lot of drunk cowboys that liked to fight and have fun. So
nice.
After about a half hour, a big riot broke out. The whole place was, people were fighting, and the troopers were there, and the sheriff was there, and the police were there, and we snuck out the back and
how many people
got out of there?
Was it packed? I mean,
it was a mess.
So, a guy with a guitar. So, we're going to play this one and see whether or not this brings back any memories for you. So, this is back in 1959.
I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you. Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two. You bounce my heart around. Like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Bouncy, 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 bouncy. I'm like a rubber band when I'm sure that you do have. Just a rubber band because my heartstrings, they just snap. You go and squeeze me till I'm all the flame. But like a rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you.
So, we got strings, we got gals in the background singing and dancing, and cowboys fighting on the lawn and the dirt up in the air, and you sneaking out the back. What a great story. I haven't heard that song in about 50 years.
Well, I'm not even sure it was Bobby B, but
I know.
It was a guy with a guitar.
It's a great story.
At that time. So. And then, I went to, when I graduated from school, I came to Alaska.
Really?
And then,
why'd you come to Alaska?
Oh, I got a job.
That's, yeah, sometimes that works. So, what'd you graduate with? What kind of degree?
Well, I was in education.
Huh.
And I got a job in Juneau. I was offered $3,500 to teach in
to
Montana.
Move? But $3,500.
Yeah, but they offered me $5,000 to come to Juneau. So, wow,
nice.
That was great. But
well,
then,
that was pretty good money back then, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We lived on it.
I mean, it probably cost you like $100 to go to college, didn't it? I mean, really, back then, wasn't it something like...
Yeah, it was whatever it was a lot of money. So.
Yeah. So you made the trek. Never been to Alaska before.
Nope.
So you go to Juneau, you're an educator, and then you start...
Then I went back to graduate school in Billings. Billings, Montana.
There's a fine place, huh?
Yeah, and then Roger Miller came to town.
Nice.
Roger Miller was going to put on a concert, so.
So this is in the early 60s, huh?
Yeah, 68 probably.
So he was actually probably pretty huge by then.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So we went there, we went to the concert, we're sitting there, and his band is playing, and... they kept playing and playing, and went on and on, and finally Roger staggered out on the stage. I'm sure he had no idea even where he was, and he started to try to sing, and pretty soon people were booing.
Isn't that a terrible experience? Yeah. You know, you finally get a chance to see somebody you really want to see, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
I think it was just a cost of doing business back then.
But, you know, it was a concert.
But the band was good. Was the opening act any good?
There wasn't. That was his band.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
so did they prop him up and try and get somebody to sing the lyrics?
No, he started yelling at the people and they were booing. And...
So what kind of house, do you remember where you went in Billings to see the show?
It was at the Eastern... it's Montana State in Billings is what they call it.
So you're in a field house sort of?
Well, no, it was just like a big auditorium. So.
No open air stuff?
No.
No cowboys?
No.
Billings is famous for cowboys, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that was another concert.
So did you like going to school there?
I guess I'm just talking about bad concerts.
Well, you know, you can also always resurrect them because you went there, so they sort of have a more of a feel for you. I mean, you remember them.
Yeah,
there's the really good ones and there's the really crappy ones.
I actually saw Roger Miller.
You did, yeah, in his finest. So we're gonna play one of his tunes.
Okay.
Hey, I'm this.
You know how to operate this thing?
No. See, this is new technology crap. I mean, give me a record. Give me a CD. I knew I was going to do this. Bam. Spotify. Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Well, here I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Boop, 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 boop. And apparently, you know, we had a bunch lined up here, and we just kind of killed that one. So I guess according to the your story there, this one would probably be more appropriate. So we're going to play this one instead.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA, on a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered-up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15, but with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a.
Thank y'all so much. It's been a real nice.
Yeah, thank you all very much. It's been real nice indeed. Roger Miller, then, so you still listen to him?
No.
Yeah. That's too bad, because every time you would do that, you would think of it. You know, every time I listen to one of those kind of shows that got aborted, that's what happens to me. I think back to the $4 that I lost. I went to that show, and the dude didn't show up, or they were so screwed up that they couldn't really sing, which kind of happened a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Juno, a lot of shows in Juno?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember a concert in Juno.
It was kind of a dearth once you got out of the lower 48, where there seemed to be music everywhere, even if you're in Hot Forks, Montana. Or Dillon, you know. Dillon in the summer was kind of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. But then you go to Juno, and you probably got a little coffee house. There's somebody playing at a bar every once in a while, but then you skip to where? I mean, how do you get to your next big show?
Well, I had a brother that was stationed in Oakland in the Navy, and I went down to see him. And when I went down there a couple times, we would go to whatever. And there was a lot of stuff going on at Fillmore West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the 70s and the 60s.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a hotbed.
Yeah. And so,
and you're an educator. Do you have to go around with sunglasses and a hat?
But, yeah, we went there. I think it was the Allman Brothers.
Get out of here. So, all right, this is important, though. Did you remember seeing the Allman Brothers before Dwayne died?
I wouldn't know.
Huh. Was there two guitarists?
So this was in...
But you got to see the Allman
75?
Brothers. Oh, yeah. You're Dickie Betts territory. Dwayne died in 71, unfortunately. My experience of seeing the Allman Brothers were the same. I didn't ever get the chance to see him when he was playing. But so you're in the 70s.
Yeah.
This was like a hotbed of music back in the 70s.
Right, right.
Fillmore, huge. I mean, how many records came out, live albums came out of Fillmore East, Fillmore West?
Right.
Bazillions. So you're there with like 40,000 people or something?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a big place. It was packed. There was no seats. So I ended up down on the floor. And at that time... I was in a sea of California blonde 18-year-olds that were wearing T-tops and looking healthy. It wasn't...
This would be like, you know, like dying and going to heaven.
And every one of them had a bottle of Southern Comfort in their back pocket.
Really?
A pint, you know.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
And what are you doing?
You know, by that time, I'm 30.
Yeah?
And the 30-year-olds were all sitting upstairs in the balconies.
So you're back down there in, like, general admission.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the Allman Brothers, you know, I think that's one band that you have to see live, you know. Because
they stretch it out.
None of their songs that I've had on CDs or anything... or anything like what they played live, because they just jammed.
It was a good thing.
Jam.
It was. Well, you know, most of their first couple of things were all 6 to 12 to 15 minutes long, you know, and then they came out with the Brothers and Sisters deal, which they had a couple of radio-friendly hits in there. Mm-hmm. But if you went and saw them, that four-minute song all of a sudden turned into a 15-minute thing that was just full of cool stuff.
Yep. It was good.
So we're going to play... Atlanta, from a live recording.
Thank y'all so much. It's been real nice. Bless y'all.
We'll be right back. The Allman Brothers Band, Dwayne Allman, thank you. Thank you, Greg. Greg Allman.
Yeah, Greg Allman and Dickie Betts. What a fine band that was.
Yeah, that was great.
You're too old to get into trouble. That means you can relate all the stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Now the microphone's live now.
Oh, okay.
This is the time when we say something where other people can actually hear us, which is a dangerous place to be in sometimes.
Yeah.
So that must have been kind of fun. And hanging out with your brother and, man, the 20-year-old blondes. That's got a vision for me now. Every time I think of the Allman Brothers, I'm going to think of you hanging out with thousands of blondes, blonde Californians. Pretty funny. Did you go to the Fillmore more than just to see the Allman Brothers? You remember going to see other shows?
Not really.
You did, but you don't remember?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes that comes back to you. Yeah. You know, you hear something on the radio and you're like, I saw them sometime in the last, 40 years. I don't remember.
Maybe Gracie Slick and I don't know. So.
Maybe. Yeah. That's awesome. There's an opening band.
Right. Before the Allman Brothers. The New Riders of the Purple Sage. I've always thought that's a great band. Yeah.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah. I remember the Riders of the Purple Sage, but it was really great.
The Riders of the Purple Sage, like a country western.
Way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I never saw them in concert. But
no.
They were on the radio when I was milking cows in the morning. So
nice. I love that kind of music, I love that yodeling stuff. Remember a couple of years ago, I'm not sure when it was, but we brought the Pioneers, whatever, what was they called? Sons of the Pioneers came up here and played in the auditorium. That was just a killer show. And then the one year I got moved out of here, they went on a vacation on the same day that Riders in the Sky came.
Mm.
Got a hat out of the deal, but I didn't get to see the show. Always bum me out. Milking cows. You were a cow milker?
Yeah.
So you listen to a country music?
When you're milking cows, they're flighty.
Yeah.
So you got to have some ambience.
Uh huh.
So at 4 o'clock in the morning in Montana, you turn on the radio in the milking parlor.
Uh huh.
What do you think you're hearing?
Not Bobby Vinton, I bet. So country western.
Country western, and then also the reports on cow prices and milk prices. And, yeah.
The grain report.
But it keeps the cows from jumping when you drop something.
Do they care? I mean, when rock and roll hit, did the cows get jumpier?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't milking then. So,
That would have been a great experiment.
Yeah.
See what happens if you put classical music on. Do they give more milk?
Yeah.
Do they get jumpier? I don't know,
Yep.
that's a great deal. So, all right.
Okay, I'll set you up with a farmer here. So. You can do your experiment.
Yeah, we get the Kodiak Co-op going. We'll see if that makes any difference. I noticed as part of the co-op thing, part of the thing that they were talking about is delivering fresh dairy to people that join that local co-op.
Really?
Where
are they going to get the fresh dairy?
They got cows out there at the rodeo.
Yeah, I don't know. You could milk them.
I remember, my kids were that. They also used to go try and catch the pig or put the little ribbon on the thing's tail. And there was one. There was a milking contest.
Yep.
And I believe that one year that they had a milking contest, they actually slipped a calf in there. Hmm. Yeah, which was kind of surprising. Didn't get nothing out of them. All right, so opening act in the early 70s, New Riders of the Purple Sage.
Panama Red, Panama Red. They steal your woman, then they rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Miss Toledo, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. The judges don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out or hanging round. My woman said, hey, Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes freezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Everybody's looking out for him, cause they know Red satisfies. Little girls like to listen to him sing, tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, honey, we're better off in bed. And I'll be searching all the joints in town for Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes freezing to town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he comes freezing to town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red.
There's a new theme song for Alaska right there. You're singing along with that baby, too. Shameless. So, you probably don't remember it much. I mean, if it's an opening act, but that's kind of a killer opening act to have for the Allman Brothers Band. Get everybody in the mood for some hardcore good playing. But that was a really great kind of country rock band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lasted forever and ever, and that seems to be the only song that really that has any legs to it. You can still hear it on the radio every now and again. So I have to play some New Riders sometime.
Yeah,
because they played some good stuff.
Yeah.
So we're talking about record collections. So you had one.
Yeah.
You don't remember what's in it.
No.
So
there, the LPs, they got old, scratchy. Moved into cassette tapes. They got sticky and old.
Not 8-tracks? You weren't an 8-track then?
8-track. Yeah, there was an 8-track for a little while, wasn't there?
Yeah, and only for a few years. then records came back. I mean, they stayed for a long time, and then those cassettes came back, and they were always a pain.
But now you got access to anything that's ever been, so.
It's bizarre. It is. Right, yeah. At your fingertips. You can just go look up something like this. Is, yeah. We're playing it off of a digital file instead of the record, which we got sitting here, and we're looking at these fine pictures. Looks like the same kind of artwork that used to be on the old Dead records.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, for some odd reason, we got Crystal Gayle up here.
Yeah,
you're going to have to explain that to me, Cecil. did you find love or something?
I was in Seattle and 81.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I was a friend of mine, and we wanted to go somewhere, and we were looking through whatever was happening in Seattle at the time, and we saw Crystal Gayle. And I thought, you know, my first wife's name was Gayle, and my second wife's name was Crystal. So,
divine providence right there.
There, let's
you
go.
Must go, Cecil.
Let's go there.
Did you listen to her?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you did?
But it was, she was in the, you know, in the Seattle Center, there's an auditorium. And she got up there and sang her songs, but she stood in one spot and moved her foot back and forth. And that she looked like the proverbial deer in the headlights.
Really?
She just looked like she was scared to death. And
that's too bad.
Yeah, yeah. But
she put on a good show, though?
Well, that was it.
That was it. Boy, what a weird remembrance of that.
Yeah, but you know, her songs were decent. So, yeah.
So you're in a sit down house in an auditorium. You're actually got an assigned seat.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
sitting there, so nobody's up and moving, and
right.
you're just kind of passively sort of watching the gal up there tipping her foot.
Yeah, yeah.
and that's why we're going to play this.
Good thing they can't see your look.
I'm just impressed. I am. So,
well, this is concerts that I've been to, you know.
Well, it's a good story. So you just visualize this in your head. Did you have a white dress on? Crystal's two ex, Cecil's two ex-wives, Crystal and Gayle. And now I'm never going to forget the names of your ex-wives. Crystal, Gayle. Which one came first? Gayle did, right?
Yeah.
So her name should be Gayle Crystal. All right, so we're going to have to switch it around.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone. And don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is all true. And don't it make my brown eyes. Some lies. Give me no reasons. Give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes blue. Don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes. Brown eyes.
Cecil, that was actually a very pretty song.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a nice voice.
She has a nice voice. Yeah. So she must have a nice little band behind her, too.
Yeah.
And yeah. Crystal Gale. We're going to say shout out to your wife.
Well, I see
the current one.
I'm amazed you can tell who's listening. Somebody in Federal Way.
Somebody in Federal Way? Somebody in Sebastopol, California, wherever that is.
And that's Judy, my current wife.
Is in
29 years, so
yeah,
it works. Third time.
But you're
going
to have to change your name, Judy. Yeah. We were thinking Loretta Lynn. Those are the next two he's got to go for. So, Judy Phillips, you've now become Loretta Lynn. And we got somebody in Oslo listening to you too. You got any relatives over that way? Yeah, I've done a lot of traveling. You're doing the KEA thing. Don't you guys get to go check out other things in other countries?
No, I haven't been to another country for KEA. So.
Bummer. But yep. you got a Canary Islands guy here. Isn't he still here?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's still here.
Yeah. So, right. And, you know, we're going to talk about concerts. You know, one of the best concerts I've been to is the Isle Bells.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're coming up here in May 1st.
Wow.
Yeah.
So nice plug.
Little shout out to them. That's a great concert.
It's an extraordinary concert, and they got the ukulele player this time. They got a vocal group that's playing with them and somebody else, too. Mm-hmm. And every year they switch that up. You know, the Walter Mueller, when he came in and did his thing last year, I think, or the year mm-hmm. before, that was just spectacular.
Yeah.
So that's on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I've seen some amazing stuff on the stages at the Gerald C. Wilson and at East Elementary. I mean, El Chicano's out of the bass. One of the greatest guitar players I ever saw played at the convention center a few years ago.
Who was that?
Matt Anderson.
All right.
Matt Anderson would go up against just about any lead guitar, blues, rock guitar player. He put on just the most stunning electric guitar show I've ever seen.
And the Arts Council puts on a lot of really good
really?
Concerts.
Pink Martini?
KMXT puts on great concerts over the years. It's been...
Yeah. Well, you think that you lose it. And then because you come to Alaska and then all of a sudden it sort of becomes available. It's not as available as it is if you're in a big city, but
right.
whenever it comes, you should take advantage of it and go out and do it.
Right, yeah.
So we're gonna go out with the Allman Brothers here.
All right.
And transition into our next person, Alan Schmidt, coming in at 11 o'clock to tell his stories. Thanks, Cecil. It was kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was really fun. It was actually way fun.
Yeah. And support KMXT.